Morning, folks. It's Friday morning at about 7:45. Today's the day.
Oh, certainly is.
Moving. I'm just about to pour us our second cup of coffee because we need all the caffeine we can get.
Certainly do. Bloody hell.
Chris has got a very stubborn washing machine.
Which I'm just about published to do about.
Won't do what it's supposed to do. Well,
kind of does.
It won't start unless you whack the hell out of the control panel, and then it decides to get its life in order and do what it's supposed to do. Which isn't good.
The daft thing is, when it gets going, it works absolutely fine.
Talking of washing machines, our plan for the day. In no particular order, well, in kind of an order, but is to have the second cup of coffee. I shall go and get myself ready, and then about 9 o'clock-ish or whatever, we're going to walk down to this little electrical shop, which is very handy because it's very close to us. I'm going to pay the rest of the money off my fridge freezer, and I'm going to order myself a washing machine. And see when he can deliver it. And then we're going to come back. I think possibly via Sainsbury's, because I need a couple of little bits. I need things like toilet rolls and laundry tablets and silly little things. So we're going to pop into Sainsbury's and get those. And then we're going to come back and, of course, we've then got to wait until 2:30, which is a pain. So I'll probably sort of try and get little bits together. Pick up the keys at 2:30. And the aim today is at least to get a bed in there, at least one of my sofas, and the birdies, and then little bits, you know, sort of kitchen bits and stuff, so I can play a bit of music. And the main thing is stuff so I can make a cup of tea. Because you can't move without large quantities of tea and coffee. So that's today's plan, she says. Hopefully it'll all go according to plan. I was annoyed with the estate agents yesterday. They rang me yesterday afternoon to say, yes, everything's fine, you can still get the keys today at 2:30. And I had to pay them an extra £75 that they didn't tell me about. What they didn't tell me was that, as well as the referencing fee, which I paid on the day I filled in the form for the flat, and as well as the first month's rent and the deposit, there was an extra £75 setup fee, which is like an admin stroke tenancy agreement setup. They didn't tell me about that one.
Friggin' disgusting.
It was disgusting. And I was like, oh, I better pay you it then, haven't I? I said, I didn't know about that. I think she could tell I was less than pleased.
The thing is, they don't tell you.
You didn't tell me that.
They should, I think.
Because I was thinking, oh, this is good. They're quite, you know, they're reasonably priced for an estate agent, but they're not particularly, because, you know, all in all, the admin and referencing was £150, which is kind of normal, really, but I thought 75 was too good to be true. So, yeah, I had to pay £75 that I wasn't bargaining on. So, bless her, yesterday I had to, my mum very kindly came to my rescue and helped me out a little. And I hate doing that, but I had no choice.
Sometimes it's needs must, as they say. I've had to do it, you know.
She didn't mind at all, you know. She said, well, She said, if you don't tell me what's going on, love, I don't know and I can't help. So, bless her, she did help, which was great. Because I was thinking, oh no, I'm gonna have to cancel my phone and broadband now until I've got a bit more cash on me. But I don't have to now. I'm just pouring out this coffee. I don't know whether it's because it's early, whether it's because it's a little bit cooler today, which it seems to be at the moment, or whether they know something's going on, but all the birds are going absolutely bonkers this morning. All the bloody budgies are shouting and the cockers are shouting. Oh, they're going bloody mad. Let's just stir this. Turn the coffee pot off. I get the feeling we'll need another pot at some point today. Either here or around at mine, I don't know. But it seems strange to think that I slept here for the last time last night.
It seems really odd, that.
It does.
It's almost sad in a way.
We sort of said it's going to be strange tonight when Chris sort of walks out of my flat and shuts the door.
Yes.
Or if I'm around here, if I walk out and shut this door and walk around to my own flat and shut my own front door, it's going to be a bit like, huh? Weird. But it'll be fine. I'm sure we'll soon get used to it. And it's not like we're not going to see lots of one another, so...
And I still haven't got my remote for my Bose, so no. I can't listen to music on my nice new dock.
Well, you can.
I have to keep borrowing your remote, though.
Yeah, but you can use it without a remote.
Yeah, just about, which is all right. I mean, I can control its volume at least.
But, anyway, that's it for now, folks. I'm going to go and drink this cup of coffee. And hopefully the next audio boo I do... will be from my new flat. I might have to come round here to publish it, but I will try and do a little bit of an audio tour at some point. So I'll speak to you all later.